All right. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning. 弟兄姐妹们，大家早。
And it's nice to see the group of people that are gathered here this morning.
看到有一群的弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，真是让人高兴。
And of course, we want to say good morning to all of you who are at home as well. We're not forgetting about you, and a lot of our setup is still so that you could be able to enjoy worshiping together as a church at home.
在家中透过网络和我们聚会的弟兄姐妹，我们也没有忘了你们，也向你们问安，也很高兴你们能够通过那样的方式继续来参加敬拜。
But it is nice to see there's like a growing number of people coming here on Sunday.
但是的确是非常好，可以看到有渐渐增多的弟兄姐妹来到教堂聚会。
Some I can't even recognize you because your mask's on, you know.
有些人。
Like, is that Fei-Fei right there?
戴着口罩，我们可能都不大认得出来。
And this morning we even have like a baby, a beautiful, cute baby here. She's smiling.
我们还有一个非常可爱的小宝宝。
So you guys missed it at home, but this beautiful little baby, and we want to invite our babies to be in here. If that's the only way you could be here, bring your baby in.
如果你在家中，你就没有看到这个那么可爱的小宝宝。
So don't worry about her making oohs and ahs. The only thing that bothers me is that she has a Golden State Warriors t-shirt and we're about the Lakers here.
我不用担心她发出的宝宝的可爱的声音。
He, babe. Okay. I'm excited this morning.
我今天特别的激动。
Because we are kicking off a short series.
因为今天我们要开始我们的一个短系列。
And it's called Activated.
这个讲到系列的名字是启动。
The pastors, as we think about shepherding our church in this time,
我们长老在想着如何牧养教会。
We have this leading, this sense that our faith as a church needs to be activated in this time.
我们受到神的引导，我们感受到我们的教会的信心需要被启动，被激发。
You may not think of faith as being inactive.
你可能不会认为信心可以是消极的。
But I think there are times when our faith becomes somewhat passive.
但是的确有的时候，我们的信心会有一点点的消极。
And what we've been praying for andhoping through this series is that we would shepherd our church through this time of transition so that our faith is activated.
所以我们透过祷告，我们也是期盼我们教会的信心能够透过这个系列得到激发，得到启动。
Hopefully it's a series to encourage us.
希望这是一个给我们带来激励的信息。
To motivate us.
能够鼓励我们。
And to remind us that in our life, everyday life, and within the church as a body, as a family, that our faith, even in this time of transition and uncertainty, that our faith continues to be activated.
盼望我们教会作为一个大家庭，作为一个肢体，在这个过渡的时期，我们的信心能够不断地被激发，被启动。
Because there's no doubt that our world as we know it is in a season of transition, right?
因为毫无疑问的，我们所熟知的世界正在一个过渡的期间。
There are some places now that are 100% open. Restaurants, you know.
有一些餐馆之类的地方已经完全开放了。
There are some places that are still not.
有一些地方还没有开放。
There are people that are out and about 100%.
有一些人已经完全自由自在地到处行走了。
And there are people that are still not.
也有一些人还没有。
There are churches that are 100% open.
有教会完全开放了。
With people filling up the inside of the church building.
在教堂里面坐满了人。
And some that are not.
有一些还没有。
There are Christians that are comfortable going out and about.
有些基督徒觉得可以很自在地到外面去走了。
And there are Christians who are not.
也有一些基督徒还没到那个地步。
I think it's fair to say that we live in an unprecedented time of uncertainty.
我想可以说我们现在是一个处于一个前所未有的充满不确定的时期。
And it's not like this pandemic did not bring upon us a lot of anxiety and stress about this uncertainty.
所以这个疫情的确是给我们带来了许多的焦虑，许多的不安。
But our prayer is that even throughout all this time of transition and uncertainty,
我们的祷告是，尽管我们处在这样一个不安的过渡的时期，
that our faith would be activated.
我们的信心仍然可以被启动。
This whole pandemic has brought on a lot of different things inside of the human heart.
这场疫情给每个人的内心都带来了许多的冲击。
It could be hard circumstances that you face in your life.
可能是你生活中所面对的艰难处境。
It could just be the uncertainty of it all.
也有可能仅仅就是这个不确定本身。
When do I go out?
什么时候我可以出去？
Will I be safe?
我安全吗？
What about my health?
我的健康呢？
What about my family?
我的家人呢？
What about my kids?
我的小孩呢？
What about my parents?
父母呢？
What about my finances?
我的财务状况呢？
How is this going to affect my future?
这会如何影响我的未来？
What if I actually get sick?
要是我生病了怎么办？
What if I...experience a lot of suffering.
如果我经历许多的苦难怎么办？
What will that do to my future?
那对我的未来有什么影响？
What if I die?
我死了怎么办？
But you know what?
但你知道吗？
I think that this pandemic didn't only give us more anxiety in these times of uncertainty.
我想这场疫情不仅仅在不确定当中给我们带来了更多的焦虑。
I think rather that it shows that we've always had levels of anxiety in times of uncertainty.
我想更多的是它显露了我们总是对不确定有非常多的焦虑。
Right, the pandemic didn't just give us more anxiety.
疫情不是说就是加添给我们更多的焦虑。
It actually showed that we're just anxious and stressed out people.
它只是显露了我们是一群很容易焦虑不安的人。
Because the questions were the same before the pandemic.
因为那些问题在疫情之前也是一样的。
Will I be safe?
我安全吗？
Will I be okay?
我还好吗？
What about my family?
我家人呢？
What about my kids?
小孩呢？
What about my parents?
父母呢？
What about my finances?
我的经济状况。
What happens if I actually get really sick?
如果我生一场大病怎么办？
What happens if I have to experience suffering?
如果我经历患难怎么办？
What if something happens and I die?
如果有什么发生，我死了怎么办？
You see, these questions give us the same anxieties before the pandemic as it has during the pandemic.
你看，在疫情之前和在疫情当中，同样的问题给我们带来了焦虑。
The pandemic merely magnifies all the things that we have going inside.
疫情只不过是放大了我们内心深处的一些问题。
And I want to acknowledge and just let all the kind of the steam out right now that anxiety and stress in life is real.
我想要借这个机会呢，能够来表达一下，来意识到、认识到，焦虑和压力是生活的一部分。
And it's not that as soon as you place your faith in Christ, it's like a light switch that you could easily turn on and off, and all of a sudden, you no longer have anxiety or stress.
信仰也不是像一个开关一样，当你一旦信靠了神，生活中就完全没有压力，无忧无虑了。
So this morning, I don't want to be harsh about this topic.
今天早上我讲这个话题，不想要太严厉。
And I don't want to give you some just simple platitudes.
我也不想只给大家一些简单的陈词滥调。
I think that my calling as a shepherd is to help lead us through it.
我想作为牧者，我得到的呼召是要带领我们一起度过这样的
焦虑。And I want to encourage us both here and at home this morning to just be honest and to be real.
我想鼓励在座的和在家的大家，今天早上让我们来坦诚地面对自己。
I think that God loves it when we can be honest and real before Him.
我相信神很喜爱他的儿女们在他的面前能够诚实，能够坦白。
And that His hope for His people is that when they're together, they can be honest and real about the things that we face every day.
他对自己子民的盼望也是，当我们在一起的时候，我们可以真诚的来彼此面对生活中遭遇的一切。
That way we can seek Him.
那样我们就能寻求他。
And we can go to Him.
我们来到神的面前。
And we can ask Him to speak to us through His Word.
我们可以祈求他用自己的话语对我们讲话。
That's probably a good place to start this morning.
今天早上我们就从神的话语开始。
Just to be honest and to be real.
让我们从彼此诚实、坦白开始。
So, how about we just go before God, and I'll give everyone here in the home just, you know, half a minute or so, just to bring all of your anxieties and your stress and just kind of bring them before God. Yeah.
所以接下来给大家一点点时间，让我们能够。坦然地来到神的面前，把我们的一切焦虑和压力都坦诚地放在神的面前。
So go ahead and go to God right now.
让我们现在就来到神的宝座前。
Lord, I look to you.
主啊，我仰望你。
And I want to seek your face.
我要寻求你的面。
When we don't know what to do,
当我们无所适从的时候，
we can look to you.
我们可以仰望你。
And we want to be honest this morning, knowing that all of us.In one area of our life or another, we do experience times of hardship and uncertainty and the anxiety and the stress that comes along with that.
我们今天要诚实地来到你的面前，要向你坦诚在我们每一个弟兄姐妹生活中的某些方面，我们都经历了艰难、困苦，还有与之而来的压力和焦虑。
And we don't need to compare with one another how hard our difficulties are with one another.
我们不需要彼此比较谁的日子比较困难。
But Lord, you know us so well. You know exactly what weighs.Heavy on our hearts this morning.
主啊，但是你深深地了解我们，你知道我们心头现在此时的重压来自哪里。
You know the circumstance that we're in.
你知道我们所处的环境。
You know the levels of anxiety and stress that we face.
你知道我们所面对的什么样程度的焦虑和压力。
And yet your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you.
但你的话语告诉我们，我们可以卸下一切的重担，把我们一切的思虑放在你的面前。
And your word says that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us.
你的话语告诉我们，我们可以卸下我们所担负的重担，因为你在乎我们。
Lord, you care for us.
你关心我们。
And so we thank you.
我们感谢你。
Tune us in, Lord, to hear from you this morning.
帮助我们的心思意念能够转向你，听到你的话语。
Help us, Lord, to activate our trust in you.
帮助我们能够启动、激发我们对你的信靠。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today I want to take you to a book that you may or may not read often, but it's the book of Habakkuk.
今天我想跟大家一起来查考一本大家也许不太熟悉的书，《哈巴谷书》。
And so turn to it. I'm going to give you a moment to find it in your Bibles. It's going to be easy if you have a phone app and you could find it really quick. But if you have a paper Bible, it might take you a second or two to find the book of Habakkuk.
大家一起来翻到哈巴谷书，电子版比较容易。
And we're going to be going into chapter 3 today.
我们要查考第三章。
But the reason why I wanted us to go to look at this area of the Bible, to look at Habakkuk,
为什么我要今天跟大家一起来查考哈巴谷书的这一章呢？
is because Habakkuk also had anxiety and stress as he faced a time of difficulty and uncertainty.
原因是哈巴谷他在一段艰难困苦的日子里也承受了压力和焦虑。
And what I love about reading this particular book,
我喜爱这本书,
is that even from the very first beginning, he just brings all of his questions to God.
因为从一开始, 哈巴谷就把自己所有的问题摆到神的面前。
He's unfiltered.
他没有躲躲藏藏。
And he just brings his questions before God.
他就把自己的问题直接地带到神的面前。
He brought all of his uncertainties to God.
他的一切不安。
And if you have never read it, you can even see from the very first chapter, he is just being, what we said earlier, very real and very honest to God about what he's facing.
如果你没有读过的话，可以很快地翻到第一章。我们马上可以看到哈巴谷在神的面前非常的真实，非常的坦诚。
His heart, you can say, is filled with questions to God.
你可以看到他的心中充满了对神的疑问。
And he's filled with uncertainty.
他这个人充满了不安。
He is carrying this weight on his shoulders.
他肩负着重担。
And he's dealing with some very real issues in his world at that time and in his life.
在那个时代，在他所处的世界和他的生活当中，他要解决一些很严肃、很严重的问题。
And yet, I'm going to give you the storyline.
我想给大家讲一下这故事的梗概。
That although he begins with all of this uncertainty and the stress and the anxiety that comes with that.
虽然他面对了许多的不确定性以及随之所来的焦虑和压力,
he's able somehow to end in a song of praise.
他却可以透过某种方式结束在祷告和赞美当中。
So he begins with all this facing this time of difficulty.
所以他开始于艰困。
And he ends in a song of praise.
但他结束于赞美神的赞美诗。
And somewhere in that process,
中间这个过程,
he activated his trust in God.
他启动了他对神的信心。
And I think that God this morning wants us to activate our trust.
我相信今天早上神也愿意我们启动我们对他的信心。
God, his desire for his people,
神对他子民的心意,
is that in the midst of uncertainty,
就是在不确定的环境中
and in the midst of our questions,
在我们各样的问题中
and in the midst of facing difficulty in life,
在面对生活的困苦中
that we as his people activate trust in him.
我们作为他的子民能够启动激发对他的信靠
But how do we do that?
但我们怎么能做到呢
How do we activate trust?
我们如何启发信心呢
I think there's a couple of things that we're going to be able to see here in Habakkuk chapter 3.
我们今天要在哈巴谷书第三章看到几点
I think we're going to be able to see that there's some things that we could learn from Habakkuk thatthat could help us activate our trust in our God.
我相信在哈巴谷书第三章我们会学到几点功课帮助我们来启动我们对神的信心。
And I'm just going to let the cat right out of the bag right now.
我就开门见山。
Right? Yeah, that's great. Whatever that means. The first thing that we see
我们看到的第一件事情
is that he waits on the Lord.
就是他等候神。
He waits on the Lord even when he was afraid.
他等候神，即使当他害怕的时候。
And so we need to challenge ourselves this morning that we can wait on the Lord even when we're afraid.
所以对大家的一个挑战，今天早上就是，即便我们害怕，我们也可以等候神。
Every one of us has areas of our life.
我们每个人生命中的某些领域
where we feel that burden of stress and anxiety.
我们会感受到焦虑和压力。
But why? Why do, you know, we talked about that this morning in our class. Like, why do we feel stressed or anxious?
今天早上我们讨论了为什么我们会感受到焦虑、感受到不安呢?
Stress and anxietyare actually because we're afraid of a particular outcome. Yeah?
压力和焦虑是来自于我们对某种后果的害怕，对吗？
We feel stressed and we feel anxious when we are afraid of a particular outcome.
当我们害怕对某一个结果感到害怕的时候，我们就觉得焦虑不安。
When we...think of all the different things that could happen.
当我们想到种种可能性的时候
then we feel afraid.
我们就觉得害怕。
And in that fear, that is what causes our stress and anxiety.
也就是那个恐惧带来了我们的焦虑和压力。
Now, as a prophet,
作为先知
okay,God actually told Habakkuk what was going to happen.
神其实告诉哈巴谷将要发生的事。
And it was not what he expected.
不是他所期待的。
In fact, it was worse than he was expecting.
比他想象的还要糟糕。
It was going to get bad.
情况会变得很不好。
God's judgment was going to come upon his people.
神的审判要临到他的子民。
Because of their sin.
因为他们的罪。
And these really bad people, these pagan people called the Babylonians, were going to invade their land and take them away.
那些不信的巴比伦人要来侵入他们的土地。
And God showed him that his people were going to experience a really awful time.
神显示给哈巴谷看，他的人民要经历很糟糕的境况。
And then after that,
之后,
God's judgment was going to come upon the Babylonians.
神的审判要临到巴比伦。
Things in their area were just going to go from bad to worse.
他们所处的地区情况会每况日下。
In other words,
换句话说
God was telling Habakkuk,
神在告诉哈巴谷
whatever you think could happen,
不管你的预期如何
it's going to be worse than that.
要比你想象的还要糟。
And I want you to see for a moment what this fear does to him.
想请大家一起来看这样的恐惧对哈巴谷有什么样的影响。
Look at verse 16.
我们来看三章十六节。
He says, I hear and my body trembles. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones. My legs tremble beneath me.
他说，我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，我在所立之处战惊。
It is to the point where his entire body is feeling the weight of this.
到了一个地步，他的全身都受到重压。
My body is trembling.
身体战惊。
My lips are quivering.
嘴唇发颤。
Rottenness enters into my bones.
骨中朽烂。
My legs are trembling beneath me.
我在所立之处战惊。
Have you ever felt the weight of anxiety and stress before?
你是否曾经也感受到焦虑和压力的重压呢？
That as you think of how bad things could be, how bad the outcome could be, have you ever felt the enormous weight of that affect your entire body?
当你想到种种坏的可能性的时候，不好的结果的时候，你是否感受到那巨大的沉重的压力，因着焦虑和压力？
This is a man of God.
这是一个属神的人。
It's not like he doesn't feel things.
不是说他没有感受。
Some of us may have felt that before.
我们当中有些人可能有过同样的感受。
It's almost a choking sensation.
就像我们的喉咙被扼住一样。
You have a shortness of breath.
无法呼吸。
You're thinking about all the things that can go wrong.
你想到一切可能的糟糕的后果。
And it's beginning to affect your entire physical body.
它让你的全身，你的整个身体都受到影响。
These feelings were affecting him not from the outside in, but from the inside out.
这个沉重的感受不是从外面进入里面，而是从心里发到外面。
When you face times like this,
当你面对这样的处境的时
候， How do you deal with it?
你如何处理？
We talked about that this morning too.
今天早上我们也谈论过。
How do you deal with times like this?
你如何度过这样的时期？
I think there's some of us,who learn to try to control everything.
我想我们当中有些人试图要掌控一切。
Where you try to control your outcomes.
你想要控制结果。
And you're very capable in a certain sense.
某种程度上讲你也很有能力。
And so whenever you face problems or difficulties.
所以每当你面对艰难困苦。
You try to fight through it.
你想要杀出一条路。
You can power through it.
你可以努力奋斗。
You power through it.
努力奋斗。
I always use this phrase like white knuckles, right? You know, when you're clenching your fist, your knuckles, look at my knuckles, they're becoming white. You clench your fist, you grit your teeth, and you power through it because you're going to fight for the outcome that you want.
也就是说你握紧拳头，咬紧牙关，想要努力靠自己的力量杀出一条路。
But there's always going to be time. Don't worry about the baby. It's all good, man. Don't worry about me. But there's going to be times when you can't fight through it anymore.
但会有这样的时候，你已经没有办法再靠自己努力了。
There's going to be times when the situation is really, literally out of your control.
会有这样的时候，这个情形真的是完全的不在你的掌控之中。
I think there are some other people who learn to just kind of block it out or ignore it.
也有一些人学会就屏蔽或无视环境。
You can put that into a compartment into your mind.
你把它放在头脑中的局限的一个部分。
And you learn the art of just blocking it out.
你就学会了否定 屏蔽。
And you learn this pattern in life that every time you experience tragedy, you experience difficulty and pain and these type of circumstances, you just put it in a nice little box and you tuck it away and you just ignore it.
你也学会了每当你遇到生活中的痛苦艰难的环境的时候你就把这些放在一边学着无视他，忘记他。
And whenever that the feelings of that pain and that and those things begin to come up, the feelings of stress and anxiety come up, you've learned to just bury it down really, really, really deep, and you just button it up.
当你从压力中感受到那样的痛苦的时候，你就把它越深越深的埋在自己内心的深处。
And then I think there's another group of people that tend to like to just escape from reality.
还有一些人就试图要逃避现实。
And boy, are there plenty of ways to escape from what we're facing today.
我们有很多的方式来逃避现实。
You could bury yourself. You can just escape into shows on Netflix or shows on your Chinese black box at home. You could just watch Korean dramas, live in someone else's life. Enjoy looking at their problems and you're not thinking about your own.
有些人就会
追剧，韩剧、美剧。
韩剧、美剧。
I'm like, I was looking at Grace, but I don't even know if you do that.
中文影视剧，然后去看别人生活中遭遇的起伏。
Right, I mean, it's very enjoyable to look at the problems of their families because you don't want to look at the problems in your life.
我们想要逃避我们自己生活中面对的问题，去看看影视剧里面人家面对的问题。
People escape into a life of pornography or a life of video games or a life of binging on YouTube.
有一些人呢，透过色情或者是电子游戏，或者是看网络的小录像来逃避。Right.
You can get stuck on your social media feed just looking at other people's life and criticizing them or looking at funny cat and dog videos all day. Oh, that's so funny. And you're just escaping from your... Okay, some people are laughing like, oh, that's me. No, I don't know what you do. I really don't know what you do.
就我们也很多人喜欢在社交媒体上看看别人的生活，批评论断，或者看一些很可爱的猫呀狗啊，然后就忘了自己的苦恼。
But you can stay on that so that you're escaping from your problems.
所以你就逃避自己的问题。
All of these, whether you're trying to control or fight through it, or you're trying to bury it deep down, you're just trying to escape from it, all of these are human ways of dealing with the issues.
不管你是要努力奋斗，还是要屏蔽无视，还是要逃避现实，这都是属人的方式，要来处理我们遇到的问题。
There is always a human way to deal with the stress and the anxiety and the uncertainty and the hardship that we face.
人总有自己的方式来处理我们遇到的焦虑、不安和压力和痛苦。
But what should Christians do?
但基督徒该如何应对？
How should a Christian respond?
基督徒要如何反应？
When we face difficult circumstances,
当我们遇到艰难的环境，
When we are in these moments where that stress and anxiety is just like bearing me like a wave,
当焦虑和不安像潮水一样向我们涌来的时候，
When I think about my life, my future, my health, my death,My finances, all of that, when the weight of that crashes over me, and I don't want to deal with it in a human way.
当我们在面对生活的种种，面对对未来的不安、生死和财务的焦虑时候，我们不想用自己的方式来面对。
How can a Christian respond?
基督徒该如何应对？
Look at what Habakkuk does.
我们看看哈巴谷怎么做。
Even by saying how this has affected him,
尽管他说这如何影响他，
he's admitting that he's afraid.
他向神坦诚他害怕。
He admits that his heart and mind and body is overwhelmed by what is happening to him in his life.
他向神坦诚因着生命中发生的事情，他的身心灵都被压倒了。
He's able to admit.His fear.
他可以承认自己的恐惧。
And so number one, perhaps we can learn from Habakkuk to honestly admit and tell God our fears.
所以我们可以从哈巴谷身上的学到的第一点，也许就是我们可以诚实的承认，告诉神我们的恐惧。
When you face the issues that you do in your life,
当你面对生活中的问题，
you don't have to feel the need to have to control it so that you get the outcome that you want.
你不需要觉得你必须来控制这一切，得到自己想要的结果。
You don't have to take it and put it in a compartment and just bury it.
你也不需要埋葬这个思虑，把它放在一边。
You don't have to escape into TV shows and binging on YouTube to escape the reality of your life.
你也不需要透过影视视频来逃避现实。
You can honestly admit them and just bring your fears to God.
你可以诚实的承认，面对现实，把你的恐惧带到神面前。
God, look at what this is doing to my mind, my heart, my body, like I'm a wreck, God. These fears are just overwhelming me.
我们可以向神呼求，神啊，你看我的身，我的心都被这些焦虑所压倒了。
I'm afraid.
我害怕。
I'm afraid of what can happen to me.
我害怕将要发生到我身上的事情。
I'm afraid about what this can do to my family.
我担心这对我的家人会有什么影响。
I'm afraid of what this can do to my future.
我担心这对我的未来有什么样的影响。
I'm afraid that our finances are not going to make it through.
我担心我们的财务状况不行了。
God, I'm afraid of my future.
我对我的未来恐惧。
God, I'm afraid of having suffering and illness.
我对疾病和苦难很害怕。
God, I'm afraid of dying.
我也怕死。
I know Christians shouldn't be afraid of dying, but God, I'm afraid.
我知道基督徒不应该怕死，但是我的确很害怕。
And I think God is big enough.
我们的神很伟大。
That you can bring and honestly bring your fears to Him.
你可以完全坦诚地把你的恐惧带到他的面前。
And I think that's part of the relationship that God wants us to have with Him.
我相信这是神想要我们与他建立的关系。
That God wants us to have that type of open and close relationship with Him, that we can openly and honestly bring to Him all of our fears.
我想神希望能与我们有这样一种开放的、亲密的关系，我们可以对他倾心吐意。
So when you're in the car alone,
所以你独自坐在车里的时候
，when you're in that room alone,
独自在房间里的时候
，it's okay to fall down on your knees and just cry out to the Lord and say, "God, help me. I'm bringing all this to you."
你完全可以跪下来向神呼求，说主啊，我把这一切放在你的面前，求你帮助我。
It's okay to say to God, "God, I don't know what to do."
可以对神说，我不知道该怎么做。
But my eyes are on you.
但我的眼神仰望你。
And then look at what Habakkuk does.
看看哈巴谷怎么做。
And he says.Yet I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us.
他说，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。
Yet I will quietly wait.
可是我要安静等候。
I will quietly wait.
我要安静等候。
Can you say that right now?
你可以说一下吗?
Yet I will quietly wait.
我只可安静等候。
Say that again. Yet I will quietly wait.
再一次。
You see, God already promised that He would take care of His circumstances.
你看，神已经应许，他要解决这个困难的环境。
God already promised him that he would take care of all of these uncertainties.
神已经应许他会解决这一切的不确定性。
God was going to punish the people who invaded their land.
神会惩罚那些侵略
者。God already promised that he would take care of it.
神已经应许他会解决。
And so Habakkuk had to choose that he would quietly wait.
那么哈巴谷就要选择他要安静等候。
So he chose to quietly wait.
所以他选择安静等候。
So you can honestly bring your fears before God.
所以你可以诚实的把你的恐惧带到神面前。
And you can choose to quietly wait for the Lord.
你也可以选择安静等候神。
But we don't like waiting.
但我们不喜欢等候。
I don't think I'm alone when I say that I don't like to wait.
我想你们肯。能都跟我一样不喜欢等。
I don't like to wait for anything.
我对任何事情都没有耐心。
How do I wait for the Lord?
我如何等候神？
Sometimes the Lord seems to move very slowly.
有的时候神看起来运行得太慢了。
And I'm very impatient.
我没有耐心。
Lord, I'm about ready to just take control of this.
主啊，我好着急，我要自己来控制。
It's hard to wait.On the Lord, isn't it?
等候神很难，不是吗？
But I'm going to give you a little gem that I found as I was digging through the Word. I found a little jewel. I found a gem I want to share with you.
但是我想跟大家分享我从经文中找到的一个小珍宝。
Yeah, I just, you know, I kind of dig at the words. I look at the words, and I want to share with you this little jewel.
所以我查考神的话语，发现了这个宝贵的。一句话我要来跟大家分享。
This phrase, quietly wait.
这个词安静等候
comes from a Hebrew word,
是从希伯来文来的
which means to settle down.
也就是要安顿下来，安定下来。
To remain.
保持存留。
And get this, to rest.
还有休息。
This word, quietly wait,
这个词安静等候
means to settle down,
意思要安定下来
to remain,
保持
to rest,
休息
to rest,
休息
In fact, this very same word is used in the Ten Commandments when God says that he worked for 6 days and on the seventh day he rested.
这个词是同样的那个词我们在十诫中看到神讲他工作了六日在第七日歇了一切的工
It's the same word that God says You too Keep that seventh day holy You work for 6 days And on the seventh day You stop working To rest
神用到同样一个字眼来描述在你工作了六天之后第七天要分别为圣守安息
Rest is very important to God.
对神来说，休息很重要。
God modeled how important it was for himself so that he stopped working and he rested.
神向我们显示了休息的重要性，他自己工作了六日，第七日就歇了工。
It's the same word that God used when God promised to Israel.
这也是当神对以色列人许下应许的时候用到的词。
That when they enter into the land,
当他们进入应许之地
that he would give them rest from their enemies.
神就会赐给他们会帮助他们打散敌人给他们安息。
Same word. Isn't that cool? Huh?
很奇妙吗？这是同样的一个字眼。
Yes?
No one finds it interesting? 这是同样的一个字眼。
My dad didn't even nod his head. He just gave me an eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? I don't know. To me, that's a jewel.
对我来讲，这真是很宝贵。
So when Habakkuk says here that he chooses to wait upon the Lord,
所以当哈巴谷这里说到他选择要安静等候神
he's resting in the promises of God.
他就是在神的应许中安息。
So waiting for the Lord means to rest because you believe upon his promises.
所以安静等候神的意思就是因为你相信他的应许你要在他中他里面得安息。
To wait
等候
means to rest
意味着休息
means to be renewed
得更新
as you rest upon his promises.
在神的应许上得安息。
You know, God loves when we wait upon him.
你知道神很喜爱我们等候他。
God loves when we wait for him.
神喜爱我们等候他。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
I think you know that God has promised to give us peace.
我想你知道神应许要赐给我们平安。
In fact, there's a promise in the book of Philippians.
实际上在腓立比书中有这样一个应许。
Where he says that he promises to give us peace when we give him our anxieties and our cares.
在那里他应许说只要我们把自己心中的焦虑不安告诉他他就会赐给我们平安。
It says, do not be anxious about anything.
那里说到应当一无挂虑。
But in everything that you face, present your request to God with thanksgiving.
只要凡事借着祷告、感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding,will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Right?
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
God wants to give you peace when you give him your worries.
当你把自己的焦虑交给神神就要给你他的平安。
We already have peace with God.
我们与神已经有平安了。
Now he's saying, when you give me all of your cares, I will give you peace.
现在他说你把自己的一切挂虑交给我我就会赐给你平安。
God loves to give you peace in your heart.
神很愿意要赐给你心中的平安。
God loves to give you that rest.
神很愿意要给你休息。
When you rest on his promises.
当你在他的应许中安息。
I told someone earlier that there's a passage that I was meditating on this week on waiting.
我跟弟兄姐妹分享，我过去一周有一段经文，我不断的思想。
In Isaiah chapter 40,
在以赛亚书四十章
verse 13,
三十一节
he says, "Those who wait on the Lord,"
他说，那等候神的
will renew their strength,
必重新得力。
Those who wait on the Lord.
那等候神的
will renew their strength.
必重新得力。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall run and not grow weary.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They shall walk and not faint.
他们行走却不疲乏。
But it's for those who what? Those who wait on the Lord.
但那是给那些什么人呢？那些等候神的人。
Say it with me.No, we're not there yet, brother. Say it with me.
跟我一起说。
You're jumping. Those who wait.
那等候神的。
Okay, say it with me. Those who wait.
那等候神的。
Will renew their strength.
必重新得力。
Those who wait.
那等候神的。
Will renew their strength.
必重新得力。
So I choose to wait on the Lord.
所以我选择等候神。
Say it, I choose to wait on the Lord.
说一下我选择等候神。
So how do you activate your faith in times like these?
所以在这样的时期你如何启动激发自己的信心呢？
Wait on the Lord.
等候神。
Rest in his promises.
在他的应许中得安息。
That's how you activate trust.
这就是你如何激发启动信心。
When I can rest,knowing that God has it for me.
因为知道神的应许，我们就可以休息。
When I could truly rest, knowing that God has all of these issues taken care of for me.
我们清楚地知道神会处理一切的事情，我们就可以得安息。
Then my trust is activated.
而我的信心也就被启动了。
This guy Habakkuk grabbed hold of God's promises.
你看哈巴谷紧紧地抓住神的应许。
God promised him that he would take care of it.
神应许他要处理一切。
So if he says, God, if you promise it, I'm going to hold on to that.
所以他说神你应许了我就要牢牢抓住。
And as he held on to God's promises, his trust is activated.
当他抓住神的应许的时候他的信心就被启动。
No matter what circumstance he was to face from that point on,
不管他从今以后要面对什么样的处境
He was already told that the worst was going to happen.
他已经被告知很糟糕的情况要发生。
And yet his faith was activated.
然而他的信心被激发了。
He was able to trust in the Lord.
他有能力来信靠神。
And so that's the second thing that we see.
所以我们看到第二点。
That we can choose to trust even when we face adversity.
即便当我们面对逆境的时候，我们仍然可以选择信靠。
We can make the active, it has to be an active choice to trust in God even when we face those hard times.
我们可以在主动中做出这样的选择，要信靠神，即便我们处在逆境中。
Look, trust is really a part of our faith journey.
我们信仰的旅程中，信靠是一部分。
Faith and trust are not the same thing.
信仰和信靠不是完全等同的。
But to activate trust in God's promises.
但是在神的应许中启动信心。
That's a journey for each and every one of us.
对我们每个人来说都是一段旅程。
And I think it's fair, and I think it's okay to understand that everybody's place in their faith journey, your level of trust is different.
我想我们可以公平地说，每个人在这个信心的旅途上，都到在对神的信靠上有不同的地步。
And as your pastor, there's no condemnation over you for where your trust level's at.
作为牧者，我对那些信心在不同程度的人身上没有什么样的谴责。
But I do need to share with you.
但我的确要向你分享。
That God's desire for you.
神对你的心意。
Is that you would trust him with all of your heart.
是要你全心全意地信靠他。
He wants you to trust like a child trusts his parents.
他想要你信靠他就像孩子信赖父母。
He wants you to trust in him with all of your heart so that not one part of your heart is afraid to trust him.
他想要你全心全意地信靠他，没有任何心中的一个部分有疑惑。
But he knows that it's hard.
但他知道那很难。
And I know that it's hard.
我也知道那很难。
So we got to pray and ask God to give us the strength to trust in him, right?
所以我们要向神祷告，祈求他赐给我们信靠的能力。
Because whenYou trust him in that way. When you trust him with all of your heart through all of the hardships that are in front of you.
因为当我们全心地信靠神，不管处境如何，
you are going to experience a lot of joy.
你就要经历许多的喜乐。
When you trust with all of your heart,
当你全心信靠。
You're going to be full of joy.
你就要被喜乐充满。
When you read the Bible, do you ever come across a passage where you just sense that God is speaking to you?
你有没有那样的经历？当你读到一段经文，觉得是神亲自的在对你讲话？
No.
有吗？
Like I don't see heads nodding in here. Yes. Yes. No. Yes or no? Yes. Okay.Have you ever just highlighted it and circled and like, God, that's for me?
你有没有用笔来加注神啊，这就是你对我讲的话语。
What we're about to read next?
接下来我们要念的一段经文。
This verse is what happened to me.
这段经文就是神亲自对我讲话。
When I was still young in my faith.
当我在信心中还很弱小的时候。
Back when I was young in my 20s.
是我二十几岁年轻人的时候。
And I committed it to memory.
所以我就背诵了这段经文。
And I meditated on it often.
我常常思想。
So look at these verses with me, verse 17 and 18.
让我们你跟我们一起来看第十七和十八节。
But I memorized it in the NIV because there was no ESV at that time.
所以我背了另外一个版本。
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine. Go ahead, translate it.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果。
Though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food.
橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食。
Even though there is no more sheep in the pens and no cattle in the stalls.
圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
然而我要因耶和华欢心。
I will be joyful, I will be full of joy in God my Savior.
因救我的神喜乐，满了喜乐。
Can you see that?
你看见了吗？
This is a man who trusted in God with all of his heart.
这就是一个全心全意信靠神的人。
No matter what he's going to face.
无论他将要面对什么。
Even expecting the worst to happen.
即使看到了最糟糕的结果。
Even though, he says.
他说虽然。
Even though the fig tree will not bud.
虽然无花果树不发旺。
Even though there are no fruit.There are no grapes on the vines.
虽然葡萄树不结果。
Even though the olive crop fails.
虽然橄榄树也不效力。
There's no food in the fields.
田地不出粮食。
There's no sheep in the pens.
圈中绝了羊。
There's no cattle in the stalls.
棚内也没有牛。
Even though I may lose everything.
虽然我也许要失去一切。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
然而我要因耶和华欢喜。
Yet I will rejoice.
然而我要喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice.
然而我要欢心。
How can anyone, I thought about this, how can anyone facing this type of circumstance rejoice?
我想，怎么可能呢？怎么有任何人可以面对这样的情景要喜乐呢？
When I ask questions about my health,
当我对自己的健康有问题有疑问。
When I ask questions about my future,
当我对自己的未来有疑问。
When I think about the possibility of suffering,
当我想到患难的可能性。
When I think about losing all my finances,
当我想到失去自己的经济财产。
When I face the fear of death,
当我面对死亡的恐惧。
Even a slow death.
甚至是一个缓慢的死亡。
How can a man rejoice?
一个人怎么可能喜乐呢？
Because he says he rejoices in the Lord.
因为这里他讲到，我要因耶和华欢心。
It's in the Lord that he rejoices.
是因耶和华欢心。
He's full of joy.
他充满了喜乐。
Because of God.
因着神。
I am full of joy.
我充满了喜乐。
Because of God.
因着我们的神。
You see, that's the answer.
你看到了吗？这就是答案。
Habakkuk is not trying to fight through his circumstances.
哈巴谷不是想要努力奋斗，杀出一条路。
He's not trying to control the situation.
他不试图去掌控状况。
He's also not trying to bury his circumstances and ignore it.
他也不是想要屏蔽否认状况。
He's also not trying to just escape from his circumstances.
他也不是试图逃避自己的处境。
No, no.
不是的。
Because whenever we view our circumstances with such weight,then we're always being determined by our circumstances.
Right? Because
when we put so much value to what we see in our circumstances, then the circumstances dictate how we feel.
因为当我们非常看重所处的环境的时候，那么所处的环境就决定了我们心中的感受。
This man
这个人,
chose to take his eyes off of his circumstances and turn his eyes to his God.
选择把他的目光从周围的环境中转向他的神。
That's why he can say, "My joy is in the Lord."
这就是为什么他可以说，因救我的神喜乐。
Because my hope is in the Lord.
因为我的希望盼望在于神。
Because my trust is in the Lord.
因为我的信心放在神身上。
Therefore, my joy is in the Lord.
所以我的喜乐是因着神。
My hope is not in my circumstance.
我的希望不在我的环境中。
My trust is not in the circumstance.
我的信心不在环境中。
Therefore, my joy is not in the circumstance.
所以我的喜乐也不在环境中。
The secret that we learned this morning
今天早上我们学到的秘诀
is that his hope is in the Lord.
就是他的希望在神。
His trust is in the Lord.
他的信心在神。
He is waiting on the Lord.
他等候神。
He is resting in the Lord.
他在神里面得安息。
Therefore, he can rejoice in the Lord.
因此他可以因耶和华欢心。
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that the secret to the Christian's life?
这是多么美妙, 这不就是基督徒生活的秘诀吗?
That God has given us the gift to not have to only look at what surrounds us, all the uncertainty, but that we can look to him.
因为神赐给我们这样的眼光, 让我们不是单单看到所处的不确定的环境, 而是要注目在他的身上。
So we can wait for him.
所以我们就可以等候他。
We can rest in his promises.
我们可以在他的应许中安息。
And we can rejoice because we've trusted in the Lord.
我们也就可以欢欣, 因为我们信靠神。
Isn't that beautiful?
多么美妙。
I don't know, to me, that's a powerful model that this man has given to us.
对我个人来讲, 这是一个大有能力的一个典范, 让我们展示了这样的模范。
So because of who he is,
因为神的所事,
I will trust in him and not my circumstances.
我要信靠他, 而不是自己的处境。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
亲爱的天父, 我们深深感谢你。
That we can be able to honestly bring before you all of the things that give us stress and anxiety, the things, the outcomes that we're afraid of.
我们可以把我们的一切焦虑、一切不安和压力都带到你的面前，诚实地交托。
I'm so thankful, Lord, that you have called us to activate our trust.
主啊，感谢你，你呼召我们要启动自己的信心。
And so I pray that you help each and every one of us because you, only you, know exactly where we are.
主啊，我向你祈求，求你对我们每一个人说话，因为唯有你知道我们所处的境况。
The Christian's life is not absence of fear.
基督徒的生活不是没有恐惧的生活。
But Lord, your picture that you give to us is that in our fear, the Christian can run to you.
但神啊，你赐给我们的图画是在我们的恐惧中，我们可以奔向你。
Because you are the rock.
因为你是磐石。
You are the refuge.
你是避难所。
And you have given us all your promises to us because you love us and you care for us.
因着你爱我们，你顾念我们，你赐给我们啊这样许多的应许。
Lord, you know that we don't even have the strength to fully trust in you the way we would want to.
主啊，你知道，甚至是我们想要信靠你，我们都没有足够的能力那样去做。
So God, we didn't even cover those verses today, but Lord, we even see that it is you who is our strength to trust.
主啊，我们没有全部讲完所有的经文，但是我们看到，因着你的能力，我们可以来信靠你。
It is Christ in us that enables us to trust in you with all of our heart.
是在我们里的基督能够 使我们有能力来启动自己的信心，全心的仰赖你。
Lord, would you help us?
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Activate our trust in you.
启动我们对你的信心。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.